From the Spec Network, this is Fragmented, an Android developer podcast where we talk about building good software and becoming better Android developers. I'm Don Felker.
And I'm Kaushik Gopal.
Welcome to the show.
Today, we're here to talk about Instabug and let you know that Instabug is an SDK that completely takes care of your beta testing and user feedback process so you can debug, fix, and improve your app quality faster. Sounds good to me. See, they have a one-minute installation guide, which you have you set up with a seamless two-way communication channel with users and testers in no time flat. Included in that is some in-app feedback, so users are going to be able to shake their phone and send feedback with screenshots attached, annotated, so forth, and with each one of those pieces of feedback, you get details necessary, along with the touch events that the user has done so that you can focus on fixing the issue instead of trying to reproduce it. Very cool. Now, they also include automatic crash reporting, so instead of viewing thousands of crashes one by one by one, you can view them all aggregated into charts to help you get an overview of your app performance. Each crash is reported with a complete stack trace and the reproduction steps so you know exactly which line caused the app to crash and exactly how to reproduce it. That's what I'm talking about. Show me what's wrong. Let me fix it. Let me move on. They also give you in-app chat so you can get back to your users. You can send them a nice little message and have a chat with them. Either let them know that their issue has been fixed, apologize for that crash, or even just gain more feedback, all without having them leave the app. Bonus! You also get to include user surveys, such as NPS surveys, which are Net Promoter Score surveys, if you're familiar with those. You can also include other questions, like multiple choice questions, to get to know more about your users. You can even tailor the questions to custom user segments, and so forth. So you get kind of quite a bit of details. And of course, you're going to be able to see all this aggregated analysis of all the answers in the Instabug dashboard for more informed decisions. And finally, of course, you're going to get to integrate with your favorite third-party tool like Jira, Slack, Trello, GitHub, etc. The list goes on. So you and your team can have all of your work in one place. If this sounds something that's interesting to you, we do have a special offer for you today. Go to instabug.com/fragmented to sign up. Install the SDK and you'll get a free Instabug t-shirt and a 14-day free trial. So rock those threads while you're rocking that free trial. So again, that's instabug.com/fragmented.
If you work on an Android app, and if you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to presume you do, you'll know that when your user reports a problem or a crash, it's the absolute worst feeling. To make matters worse, they might one-star your app, go on Twitter and complain about the app, and if they're feeling particularly merciless, probably go on Reddit or something and post it there. But you know what? They have absolutely every reason to. If you treat your customers basically as an offsite QA team, it's rude to them and it's just bad for business. As developers, we don't want to rely on customers to report errors. Instead, we want to catch this much early on. Ideally, you just have automated tests and these tell you when there's a problem, but you know, as we've talked about on the show multiple times, that's not always as easy as we want it to be, because writing tests can be hard. That's why Sentry, our sponsor for today's show, tells you about errors in your code before your customers have a chance to encounter them. Not only do they tell you about the errors, they also give you helpful details that help you fix these errors. For example, how many users were impacted by this bug, the complete stack trace if it's a crash, the commit ID when this error was released, the engineer who wrote this line of code that was busted, that and a whole lot more. If your code is broken, let's fix it together. That's Sentry's tagline. Love it. You can check them out at sentry.io/4/android. Sentry is a pretty common word. It's actually a pretty cool name for the service if you know the English meaning of the word. But I want to make sure you get that domain name right. It's sentry.io. Once again, sentry.io/4/android. Check them out today and fix your errors before your users encounter them. Thanks for sponsoring today's show, Sentry.
One of the best things that you can do to grow your career as a developer is to start writing. And I don't mean writing more code. Now, don't get me wrong. Writing code is fantastic. That's how you're going to learn new, you know, technology, new programming languages, new patterns, new libraries, new everything that you're going to do is going to be through experimentation. You're going to fire up the IDE of your choice, you know, in Android Studio. You're going to pull down that new library that someone announced, and you're going to start tinkering with it, and you're going to learn it, and you're going to find the ins and outs of it. And that's a fantastic way to learn. However, what I'm actually talking about is the actual concept of taking those experiences, those thoughts that you have, and everything that kind of goes along with that, and turning that into a medium in which can be consumed by other individuals. So, for example, I'm talking about writing a blog. So you may be wondering, well, why would I want to write a blog? I don't like to write. Well, I think I'll tell you a story here that really helped me understand how much this helped me. Well, writing helped me per se. Back in 2010-ish, 2011, I had been working with Android for a few years. And at this point, this is a story that actually most people don't even know, is I was working at a client consulting, and I was doing web stuff, doing kind of web technology work, and Android on the side. Android hadn't really taken off yet. I'd done a few small side contracts. And long story short, I got a cold email out of the blue. And this email was from Wiley, and that's who is the publisher of the Dummies books. And it was an editor said, "Hey, we've, you know, been following you around and talked to a few people, and it seems that you know what you're talking about in regards to Android. We're wondering if you would like to write a book on, you know, Android application development for dummies." And it was always on my bucket list to write a book. I didn't know when I would do it. I didn't know if it'd be now or 20 years, 30 years from now. So I thought, hey, maybe this is the opportunity knocking. Let me inspect it a little bit. Long story short, it ended up working out. And the previous author that they had actually fallen through. And so I was the one that they kind of came through in the last minute and found someone to write it. And that was me. Now, how this ties into writing is I thought, hey, I've been working with Android for a couple of years now. I've been many presentations at code camps, at regional conferences, user group meetings, at, you know, meetups, anything like that. I've given so many, I had lost count. So this was going to be a no-brainer to me. And at that time, I mean, Android was still fairly large. I mean, it's an operating system, but we're going to talk about building, you know, hey, this is your introduction course. This is how you're going to build an Android app. This is an activity. This is before we even had fragments. Like, this is an activity. This is a view. Here's a broadcast receiver. Here's a service. And just tell people how to use them. Well, what I found out real fast, I mean, within the first couple of chapters, was that I didn't know the content as well as I thought I had known it. And what that means is when you start writing something for someone else to consume, you have to put yourself in their shoes from the reader's perspective and say, all right, as I'm writing this and I'm explaining how to create a new activity with a view, does the user even know what a view is? Does the user even have a concept of what an activity is? Well, no, but then we better explain what an activity actually is. Hey, it's kind of like this screen. Think of it as a concept of a screen. Well, what's a view? Okay, well, that's something you see on the screen. Okay, well, then how are they different? Then why do we have an activity? And why do we have a view? Like, why are these things separate? And you start digging into these questions, and you find that beginners and people that are getting into this content for the first time may not understand things as well as you understand them inherently, just because you've been doing it for so long. You know, how many times have you worked with a senior engineer or, you know, an architect or someone at your company, and you've spoke to them about a problem, and they just start talking to you about all this advanced technology, throwing acronyms at you left and right, using, you know, design patterns or whatever, and they're just naming everything off like they expect you to know it. And then you say, "What do you mean?" And they have a hard time explaining it. And they have a hard time relating the content. And sometimes they get frustrated, and then you get frustrated because you can't learn. Well, what that is the person who's already acquired that knowledge is so far further on in their career that they haven't learned to relate a lot of that content back to their peers in an effective manner. And that's kind of what I'm getting at here in when you want to become a better developer. Now, the same concept applies here to speaking when you're getting ready to prepare a speech and so forth at a meetup or a conference.
Now, if you want to explain something, a content or anything like that, you have to really get down into the nitty-gritty details and be able to explain it bit by bit. So if you're writing a blog article, an article is about how to create an Android app for the first time, you're going to need to break down all those concepts. Put yourselves in the shoes of the reader and say, does this make sense? Ask the question of, you know, what if I was someone new to this technology? Would I understand what I'm about to type? And it's very easy to put, if you're not familiar with putting yourself in that situation, try this. Let's say that you've never written React. Like you've heard of React. You have no idea what React is. It's JavaScript, it's HTML, whatever. You have no idea, but you need to go learn it. So you're going to go find a tutorial or an article, and you're going to try to read it and consume it, watch a video or something. And you've probably read articles or videos. It doesn't make sense. The same thing goes for me, Python or, you know, machine learning, Rails or anything, Node, and perhaps maybe you're learning Kotlin for the first time. It just doesn't make sense to you. No one's explained it that well. And so if you're going to actually want to grow as a developer, I advise you actually either create a blog if you don't already have one, and there's many solutions out there that you can use. I can talk more about my preferences at a later time. And then create a post. And this, what should the content be about is usually the next question I should get. If I'm going to start writing, write about anything. That's the key here. Write about anything. And one of my favorite things to really write about here that helps you and others out there in the community to kind of give back is, remember that one time that you ran into an error message and you Googled for it and there was no results? And you're like, oh, great. I have no idea what this problem is. And you banged your head against the wall for 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, whatever it is. And you finally figured it out. And you realize, oh, okay, now I got it. I figured out, whew, thank goodness I'm past that. That right there, every single time, is a fantastic blog post. It doesn't matter if it's 500 words, 1,000 words, 1,800 words, whatever it is. It's a fantastic blog post. You're going to want to talk about, hey, here's the error message. And usually I'll put the error message as the title of the blog post because Google's going to pick that up and put it as a search index. And you're going to show up as the first result because there's no other results out there for that error message given that context. You're going to talk about, hey, here's the issue I ran into in this given scenario. What I found out is I did X, Y, and Z, and that created this problem. To fix it, I had to go do blah, blah, blah. And you want to walk through the steps to implement how to fix. You may show some code examples. You may need to put a screenshot. You may need to put a small GIF on there that you can, you know, demonstrate something. And then kind of walk someone through how to fix that problem, put it up there, and then move on your merry way. And what you're going to find is people are going to randomly find this. They're going to find it from Stack Overflow. They're going to find it from Google. And you're going to help these people. Now, that's a very simple example of just if you have no idea what to write about. Other things you can write about is your experience getting started with something. This is the first time using the navigation component in Android. And here's what I learned. You know, here's why it was confusing to me. Or here's one way that we used it. Now, sure, are there other articles out there about that? Definitely. And this is kind of goes back to one of the things where people say, well, blogging and all that is dead. No, it's not. Not at all. There is so much new stuff out there that's happening every single day that you can capitalize on to put yourself out there. It's just humongous, and it'll be humongous for yourself and for your career. And this is going to help you become a better developer because you're going to get better at communicating. And that's what really this is about. The whole conversation I'm having here with you in your earbuds, in your car, if you're doing dishes, wherever you're at, you're in the gym, it's about communication. It's about relaying the information that's inside of your head to somebody else in a relatable and understandable fashion. And if you can do that, and it's going to take practice, it's going to, you know, if you write a blog article, I highly recommend that, you know, if you have someone that's of your similar stature, or you have a friend or anyone else in the industry, reach out to them. Say, hey, I'm looking for a review of this blog article. Could you kind of let me know if this makes sense to you? And just send them a link and they can check it out before you post it. Maybe, you know, if there's a way to, on the platform you're using to preview the post, which most of them have, then send them that link. If you don't have anyone to review the article, then I recommend going somewhere like a public Slack forum or like the Fragmented chat Discord server, where you can hop in there and say, hey, I've written a blog article. I'd like to have someone review it. There's a ton of people in there. We got over 1,000 members in there, completely free. Hop in, say, here's what I'm trying to do. I'm sure someone will review it. If you do that and you do have people review your article, I highly recommend down at the bottom of your article saying thanks. Say, hey, I like to say thanks to Kaushik Gopal and, you know, John Doe and
and Jane Smith and whoever else for reviewing this article, and provide links back to their Twitter handles or to their blogs or whatever. It's just a common courtesy and kind of reciprocates, you know, the help that they've given you. So again, if you really want to grow as a developer, the best thing that you can do initially, if you're not really sure where to start, is just start writing about what you're doing. Start blogging about it. It could be a simple pattern you implemented, like, hey, we figured out when we did, you know, this certain thing with a view and we used Rx and then we, you know, used this one operator, we got this cool result and ended up with a more of a, like a pure function kind of, you know, more functional programming aspect of something. And it could just be that small little piece. You can post that. Or, hey, we did this thing with this cool little graphics stuff and here's how we automated some of our graphics or optimized our graphics using a different tool chain than most people use. These are all very interesting things and some people will learn from them. It also helps you establish more of a name inside of the, you know, the Android community or whatever community you're inside. And ultimately, it's going to help your communication skyrocket. And as soon as you can help your communication skills skyrocket, you're going to find that that moves into other areas of your career. It's going to move into areas where you're communicating with team members internally. It's going to move and help you communicating with management. It's going to move and help you if you're deciding to go independently and start working for yourself. It's going to help you start communicating with future clients and so forth. Communication is everything. And that's really what this gets down to. So take the time to educate, take the time to put the content out there, help other people and communicate it clearly. And you're going to find that the rewards 10x, 100x what you're expecting. If you have any questions, I'm always open. Feel free to hit me on Twitter. That's going to be at Don Felker, and I'll reply as soon as I can. So if you need anything, let me know. And best of luck blogging. And if you do start blogging based upon what we're talking about here today, please do send me a link to your article. I would love to check it out. I would love to see what you're doing out there in the real world. Good luck. Well, my friends, you've made it this far, which means that you've made it to the end of the episode, and Kaushik and I would like to say thank you. But furthermore, we would also like to thank our sponsor for this week's episode. That's Instabug. You can get up and running with their platform in about 1 minute, get some in-app feedback, automatic crash reporting, user surveys. You can integrate with your favorite third-party tools that we've also talked about. Most likely, it's a tool that you already use. If you're interested in signing up for Instabug, there's a special offer. You can go to instabug.com/fragmented. Again, that's instabug.com/fragmented. Install the SDK and you'll get a free Instabug t-shirt and a 14-day free trial. So sign up for that free trial and rock those threads. Thanks, Instabug.
I want to thank Sentry for sponsoring today's show. Their tagline is, "Your code is broken, let's fix it together." They're a super cool crash reporting service that gives you all the helpful details that you need when detecting and fixing errors in your application. Don't wait for your users to report your errors and crashes. Use Sentry to catch them earlier. Check them out at sentry.io/4/android. Once again, because Sentry is a common word, I want to make sure you get it right. Sentry.io. My thanks to Sentry for sponsoring today's show. That's it for the show, folks. Fragmented is hosted by Don Felker and me, Kaushik Gopal. We edit and produce all the episodes here on Fragmented. Sarah the Amazing Jackson from the Spec Network helps with production assistance and wraps our final mix. Our theme and ad music is by the national recording artist Blueprint from Weightless Recordings. You can find more Fragmented episodes at fragmentedpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we will catch you in the next episode.